Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So a friend of mine, her name is Bonnie, she was trying to get the blue line flag. She just put it up, like with the American flag and the blue line flag. You'd think there'd be no big issue, right? Well, her homeowner association, said she had to take them down. Anybody with the Blue Lives Matter flag, the blue line, you know, has to take them down. So Bonnie, being the type of person she is, says, we're going to fight this. And she found out there's these obscure HOA rules and laws that say we can only fly the flags that the state flag flies. Yet, there are people who will have their little gay pride flags hanging in their windows or what have you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com. So Bonnie calls, she sends me a note. Kevin, I want you to get involved with me on this. And I said, tell me what you need me to do. Because see, I walk around my neighborhood taking my little doggy out. And there's a house that has a gay flag on the window. And they got this thing in the yard talking about tolerance and all this nonsense. And many times I want to go up there and just go, you know what? You're the biggest racist and the sexist and the whole, whatever, the heterophobes on the planet. And, you need to take that stupid flag down because nobody cares that you're gay in this neighborhood. We don't care if you're gay or straight. We don't. But they got their little flag outside and their little sayings because they want to make sure everybody knows how woke they are. Probably came from California, moved in, and, decided they would display their politics when nobody cares. I don't know who lives there. I've never knocked on a door. I've never wanted to do anything to them. But it certainly made me want to put up the NGMW flag, the not gay man woman flag, which of course is camouflage green, all the different shades of green with three bullet holes in the middle, because we are gun toting, not gay man woman, NGMWQTWTFs. And I wanted us to have our initials. Facebook kicked me off. You're mocking the homosexuals. I'm not mocking anybody. I want to say that again. I'm proudly not gay. You know why? Because God gave men, women to appreciate. And I say, good Lord, you did a good job. There are some of them that you can just absolutely go, wow. And you know who they are? You ready? Conservative women, beautiful both inside and out. God lets you see their beauty. I have women come up to me, they're in their 70s, and let me tell you, they look stunning. By the way, quick story. There is a woman here in town, and her name is Pam. Pam Carter. I might as well say it because you'll have to know the last name to know who I'm talking about. And Pam goes to lots of events. She's running for school board. Pam is really beautiful. I found out she's 73 years old. You'd never guess it. And I remember seeing her, and I told the guy, I said, that lady probably, now 10 years ago, 20 years ago, not knowing her age, because she doesn't look 73. But I said, she's stunning. She's absolutely gorgeous. And I said to somebody, I go, she reminds me of Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. And the guy starts laughing at me. I go, why are you laughing? He goes, that's her sister. Oh, get out of here. That's her sister. I don't know if you know, Linda Carter is a stone cold leftist. But Pam, her sister, is a stone cold conservative. But anyway, it's beautiful. And I was thinking, the Carter girls, they grew up apparently here in Arizona. I was like, let me tell you, because my big crush growing up was Wonder Woman. I can even overlook her politics. I'm sorry to tell you, I don't even care that Wonder Woman was a leftist. She's a leftist. That was my, and look, fellas, I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one, so don't even try it. I say all this, I want to get back to the flag, because a Wisconsin school board voted in favor of a policy that prohibits teachers and staff from displaying gay pride flags and other items that district officials consider political in nature. The Kettle Moraine School Board voted to keep a code of conduct in place that the superintendent recently interpreted as forbidding district employees from displaying political or religious messages, including pride flags, Black Lives Matter, and We Back the Badge signs. See, I'm all for that. If you can't have one, you can't have any. As much as I'm pro-police. But you know what? Fly the American flag, and if you're pro-police, put it all up in, you know, just any more than if you're gay. I don't want to see your flag either. Because, again, that's the stuff that separates us. I don't know if we ever told you guys. We were looking, and we're still going to probably build this social media deal that connected people based on what they like together. So, in other words, you might be a Democrat. Somebody else might be a Republican. But you really like fishing. And that's the way you meet. You meet at a bait and tackle shop or something, and you guys hit it off, and you go, well, where do you fish? Oh, I fish here. Then you say, let's connect. You connect on our social media. You'll never connect on your politics. Because you say, I want to blank that out. But I will connect with people on fishing. I will connect with them on plays. I will connect with them on food. Because outside of politics, the majority of us would never, ever feud. We'd never beef. But you find out somebody voted for Trump, and on the left, they lose their freaking minds. You could be the best buddies on the planet. They find out you voted for Trump, you're a pariah. Now, on the other hand, if you find out somebody voted for Obama, I'm going to tell you what you do. You don't care. That's the problem. It's a one-way street. So if we can put this thing together, I mean, we've already looked at building it, but we just make people connect on the things that they communicate on, that's similar. I'm telling you, be a different world. Completely different. No, can you imagine a social media site where you're not picking fights because you find out something about a person or whatever? Even within the Republicans, somebody finds out you voted for this Senate candidate, but they were for the other Senate candidate. People get upset. It's like, man, seriously? Can't we all just get along? Anyway, it says, if you have a policy that says nothing political, does that mean you can't have a sign up that says support our troops or believe women? Or save the planet? By some people's definitions, all of those things are political, says Christine Donahoe, an attorney with the ACLU of Wisconsin. She's looking closely at this policy. A similar one approved last fall by the school district in Waukesha says it really looks like the targeted attacks at specific viewpoints like LGBT communities or welcome and safe spaces to students of color, says Donahoe. So, yeah, they're protecting the gays and the blacks. That's what this is all about. But it's not all about eliminating the concept of gayety and blackness and just saying, let's just all get along. Leftists hate that because they love chaos.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-12.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked yesterday about Brian Stelter leaving CNN, and I kind of, you know, it was kind of encapsulated about why he's gone. Horrible journalist, horrible. He was over the show Reliable Sources, and he was anything but reliable. I mean, this guy spewed nothing but anti-Trump, anti-conservative, anti-Fox junk. And I don't blame him on Fox if you want to go after them as a network. I just don't think that you should be trying to criticize the other people. You know, people said to me, I was asked this question the other day, Kevin, if we build this media thing, will we be in competition with? And I said, let me stop you. I said, I'm not in competition with anybody in the conservative movement. Do things any way you see fit. But don't think I'm just going to sit back and go, oh, yeah, your organization is wonderful. Accomplish something. But I don't care. You know, if I were CNN and there was Fox, MSNBC, and whatever other outlets that pop up, OAN, Real America's Voice, Newsmax, I wouldn't care. Do you. But when somebody does the wrong thing that hurts the industry as a whole. So, for example, if something hurts conservatism as a whole, I'll speak up. I will tell you, these people are not effective. I think many of the organizations that get lots of money from folks have huge operating budgets and even larger endowments. They don't do anything. Shame on them. I mean, I said before, I'm never going to apologize anymore for telling people, pound for pound, we get more accomplished than any other group we deal in. We compete with the Babylon Bee in certain things. We compete with the people making movies. We compete with the people doing comedy. We compete with the policy groups. Some of the stuff we do is so high-level academic, it should be put into universities. I've been having high-level discussions with various academics, and you know what they say? Wow, Kevin, you taught me something. I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of that. I talked the other day about planned obsolescence. I use my experience in the manufacturer's rep industry, in engineering, and things that I learned over my years. And by the way, many of you probably shook your head and agreed as I was talking about how things used to be built. How now we don't build things out of wood and strong and, you know, out of plywood. We build things out of composites and things. And in some cases, yes, it is better. I'm not going to deny that. But in many cases, it's not. It's made to be junk for it to be used for a certain length of time and tossed. And when it's not able to be tossed, they make it to where you can't use it anymore. And I use these phones as an example. And I'm just blaming Apple. Many of these companies, if you have an old model phone, they make it almost impossible for you to use it. What about an old computer or old software? Does it stop working for you? Okay, the new one has more features and benefits. It's like I said about the phone. I don't know how good my camera has to get on my phone. I'm pretty impressed with the three generations phone. Kevin, this one will look like you're in the picture. It's a nice gadget, but does it really take away the need for my phone? No. And so if it isn't obsolete, we make it obsolete because it's a money grab. And don't misunderstand me. I'm an avowed capitalist. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the CNN shakeup. Because as it pertains to Brian Stelter, if we just look at him in the microcosm, most people would go, what took so long? What took so long? This guy's a hack. But the more you think about what's going on, here's what I want to tell you. Folks, this is yet another sign of us winning. This is CNN bringing in a new CEO, a guy named Chris Licht. And Chris is saying, look, enough is enough, CNN. You've run it. I've let, and I don't know who, you know, chooses who's going to be the leaders of this, but when so-and-so bought this company, whatever, that owns CNN, and somebody looked at CNN from a practical point of view, there was only one solution. You're not winning. And so if you do an analysis, if you dissect the pieces, if you reverse engineer what's going on, it's a simple formula. You're not winning because you're not trusted. The most trusted name in news. Since when? Folks, we are winning because we now can discern the truths from the lies. The weed from the landscape. We understand when we're getting snowballed. And Donald Trump, by the way, I give all credit to Donald Trump for putting CNN and the entitled world of journalism on the chopping block to say fake news. And I've told this story before, and I'm not going to tell you guys, but but Justice Thomas told me he quit watching the news in 1987, and I was like, no way. And he convinced me he did, and he said, Kevin, the news is fake. And I was like, come on, Justice Thomas. He's like, Kevin, the news is manufactured. It's fake. And he told me why. They had lied about him. And then as I followed more stories, I started looking at it differently. Unnamed sources said. You know, a tip from an insider, whatever. They never give you the person. Then look at all these journalists who they found out wrote stories, and these stories were complete hogwash. Made up. When I say made up, I'm not even talking partially made up. They took a few factoids and said, now I'm going to spin the story around them as if it were Hollywood. And they call themselves news. Venerable outlets that in years past would have never let somebody get away with that. They would have had a level of scrutiny that said, no way, unnamed sources. Then they tracked it down and found out it was all lies. Stelter, these people know it's lies. I'll play an interview where I think it's, I forget, Acosta. He still calls us election deniers. So what? There's cheating. It's just a little bit in his eyes. No, Acosta, I will tell you, it's systematic and it's pervasive. They were cheating all over the place. And no, Joe Biden is not the legitimate president. Why are we so difficult to say that? Mark Kelly was asked, and I'll play the clip, will you campaign with Joe Biden? He doesn't want to campaign with him. Why? Because Joe Biden is a pariah. But would Mark Kelly actually say it? No. He gave us the Who Shot John. We'll play it coming into the next segment so you guys can hear it. CNN, all this stuff is a bigger tale of what's going on. I played a clip earlier. I played in the first segment, I should say. We talked about the Wisconsin school board banning BLM, banning the gay flag, banning all these flags and saying, look, how about we just educate? Same warning I've given to corporate America. How about you just make your product and get away from this woke crap? When we come back, I'm going to tell you how, what this, the impact of this CNN thing, because it is large and it shows you're winning. We're winning.
Jackson Radio Show.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is forgiving $10,000 of student loan debt. However, it doubles to $20,000 in forgiveness if the person got a Pell Grant. Meantime, the student loan pause will be extended through the end of the year. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady calls out the legality of Biden's executive order on Fox Business.
I don't believe this is legal. Look, the president is trying to use taxpayers as a personal campaign slush fund. And it's wrong. And I don't believe he has the legal authority to do it. But I think, to your bigger point, this is just so unfair.
Kentucky lawmakers are working together to help flood victims. Governor Andy Beshear has signed off on a special session that's bringing state officials to Frankfort today to discuss the next steps in helping eastern Kentucky's flood victims. USA Radio News. Voters went to the polls in Oklahoma, New York, and Florida on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry from our West Coast News Bureau has some of the more notable results.
Some primary results from Tuesday's elections. In New York, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler soundly defeated Representative Carolyn Maloney. The two Democrats had to fight each other as New York lost a congressional seat due to people moving out of the state. In Florida, Democrat Val Demings strongly defeated all challengers and will have the opportunity to take on Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November.
With your help, I will be elected.
With strong help from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Sarasota County School Board shifted from liberal to conservative on Tuesday.
Lawyers for Tesla are asking that a California civil rights lawsuit at its assembly plant in Fremont be dismissed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you want President Biden to come to Arizona and campaign with you?
Hey, I'll welcome anybody to come to Arizona, you know, travel around the state at any time, as long as I'm here, you know, if I'm not up in Washington in session, and talk about what Arizona needs. This water situation is significant, and right now we have some of the tools necessary to deal with it. I'm trying to get some answers from the Department of Interior on more, like, what authority do they have to make some decisions themselves on this, because, as I said earlier, the other states are not stepping up to help Arizona deal with this. But if anybody wants to come to Arizona and talk about Arizona issues or issues that affect the country, I'll be here.
That's not exactly an open invitation to President Biden to come and campaign with you, even though he won the state of Arizona in 2020, saying you'd welcome anybody. Do you have concerns about whether President Biden is the best candidate to keep Arizona blue in 2024?
Not at all, Jake.
All right, Senator Kelly, good to see you. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
That was Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona, who can't just answer a question. Do you want Joe Biden here or not? Here's what I would have said. I would have said, to be honest with you, no. I don't need Joe Biden's help to win my race, number one. And number two, I part from Joe Biden in these areas or whatever. But he can't say that. And by the way, if Blake Masters is listening, he might want to give me a call so I can help him figure out how to beat this clown. He's easy to beat. If he's voting for all the things that Joe Biden's was asking for, like this stupid bill for inflation reduction, he's not going to be that tough to beat. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you're in Tampa, we're going to be there October the 20th at the Palladium Theater. Get your tickets, 818 seats. It's on Eventbrite, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/comedy. Go to the Tampa, which is in St. Pete, but you'll get it. Go to that button, push it, get your tickets, VIP. You'll get to meet, hang out with us, all the comics, and we'll have a great time. You're going to love it. First Amendment rights and comedy, and nothing's off the table. So I hope to see you there. Also, we're going to be doing these events. I hope you guys will donate to support this stuff. We're doing an event called No Whites Allowed, and it's a look at the racism of the left. And of course, I want lots of you white folks to participate, so don't take it literally. It's meant to get the media's attention on it so we can actually have an open and honest discussion of the real racists in this country who happen to be the leftist idiots over there and Democrats. So we got a lot going on. And if you do want to help sponsor a kid in our Hillsdale program, it's $1,250 to get them into the program. And we're trying to get these kids a full ride scholarship to Hillsdale College, which is one of the preeminent conservative universities. And I don't even want to call it a conservative university. They teach truth. They teach real stuff. And finally, Beyond the Mules, which is what I've been talking about over the past few weeks, because it's in production. It's proof of the cheating, and I can't wait till we start rolling this thing out. But let's get back to what we've been talking about, which is CNN. And here's what PJ Media wrote about this, a guy named Rick Morin. He said, new CNN chairman and CEO Chris Light is not to be envied. He has taken over a cable news network that is bleeding profits and viewers with little prospect of improvement anytime soon. Light discovered to his horror that the network was massively dependent on Donald Trump for ratings. Without Trump to headline CNN's news coverage, no one was very interested in the biased commentary and left-wing slant to the news that became CNN's hallmark. So that's just for starters. Now look at the numbers. We talked about this a while back. CNN's profits are expected to fall below $1 billion for the first time in many years. And its primetime coverage is drawing less than 700,000 viewers a night. Let me put that in some perspective. There are people, I'll use my friend Brandon Tatum. Brandon gets that much. He's an independent guy with no makeup people, no writers, no nothing. He goes on to his channel on YouTube, and the last YouTube I watched of Brandon had the same amount of people that the CNN gets on any of their nightly shows. In other words, he is as big as anybody on CNN. There are people larger. There are people like Steven Crowder who get millions, and by the way, Brandon does get millions at times, don't misunderstand me. But Steven Crowder, at one point, had 4 million viewers on YouTube. He's transitioning over to Rumble, which is where we are. And I hope if you go over to see him on Rumble, you'll actually connect with us, because we have some pretty good stuff, too. Now, I'm going to tip you guys off. I've got a big media project brewing. I'm not going to say it until I get the funding, but I'm telling you, it's going to be big. It's got a lot of partners in it. It's going to be big. And I'm telling you, we are going to be a factor. Trust me when I tell you, Fox News will call me and want me to come back on because my media footprint will be big enough that they'll say, we got to do something. I'm working on it. As I tell, there's a saying, work hard in silence. Let your success be your noise. That's going to be one of our shirts. That's the way I view things. When my team, we were putting this together, and I was with some of the investor community, and I was talking about this, and they said, what's your plan? I said, my plan is to have Fox News call me so I can tell them, nah, I'm not available. That's my plan. And everybody, the two guys I was talking to laughed because they said, one of them goes, that is exactly what I want to hear because that's what I would do. I'm not mad at Fox. I want Fox to beg me to come back on. That will tell me I'm successful. Anyway, I'm off topic. So they said that I'm going back to this PJ Media article. Chris Like has a job in front of him because he's got profits falling. He has viewership falling, and one of the first casualties was Brian Stelter. Now, I want to play Joe Concha of Fox News talking about the issues revolving around this for CNN. And here it is.
Shakeups continue over at CNN as anchor Brian Stelter is shown the door after the network announces the cancellation of its longest-running show called Reliable Sources.
New York Post writes Stelter was taken off guard by the news, even though his Sunday show lost 26% of its audience year to year. Fox News contributor Joe Concha gathers his thoughts and his emotions and joins us live for reaction. Joe?
Well, we can see this firing coming from 10 miles away, guys. I mean, Brian Stelter sealed his own fate when he, you know, somehow thinking he was untouchable, attacked a very important person at Discovery with what one could only call hubris and sanctimony. And remember, Discovery is the company who took over CNN. Here's Stelter, quote, earlier this year, okay? The people who say the Zucker-era CNN was lacking in real journalism clearly were not watching CNN directly. And yes, I'm including John Malone in this, unquote. Okay, so who's John Malone? Yep. He's Discovery's largest shareholder and one of the most powerful people in Stelter's incoming orbit. And this media correspondent basically calls him a misinformed idiot in public while making the laughable claim that the Zucker-era featured real journalism and not the hyper-partisan, patronizing, and quite frankly, cheesy performance art that we witnessed from some CNN talent over the last 7 years, that's guys. And there's a reason why CNN overall, Ainsley, has lost 75% of its audience since Joe Biden took office. Ted Koppel predicted this would happen. He said, when Trump leaves the stage, your ratings are going to go in the toilet. And Stelter lectured Koppel, a real journalist, on why he was wrong. That wraps up basically everything I'm trying to say here.
Wow. What a very good commentary. I like Joe Concha. He's one of the only guys at Fox News that brings you more detail about what what the story is that you're going. Because I didn't know who this guy was he was talking about that was a big deal in Discovery, John Malone. Anyway, Brian Kilmeade made the comment. He says, Stelter was taken off guard. That just goes to show you, leftists are not paying attention. They're in a deluded state of mind. How could you be taken off guard when you've lost 75% of your audience and your network's under $1 billion for the first time? Now, I don't know what CNN used to make, but it was a lot of money. But then, as Concha noted, when Discovery took over, and Brian Stelter says, whoever said that the Zucker era of CNN was lacking in real journalism doesn't know what they're talking about. And I'm including John Malone, the largest shareholder in Discovery. It goes to show you, he's so woke, he thought that John Malone would back off. Who's this guy? Who's he going to do to come after me, this billionaire? But Concha then goes on to tell you what CNN is. Hyper-partisan, patronizing talent. And let me tell you, Brian Stelter is the first of many. Cuomo's already gone. I forget the guy who was Jeffrey Toobin. He's gone. And soon, you're going to watch Don Lemon. He'll be out of there. And there'll be others. And it's going to clear the slate for real journalism to return.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A battle royale is brewing on the left, folks. And this battle is between media and social media. And I want you to remember this show that you heard it here when that battle occurs. See, this is my, I got my forward-thinking hat on. Media must self-correct. It has to self-correct. The CNN prophets, or I should say the lack thereof, have proven their model doesn't work. Washington Post, propped up by Jeff Bezos. I'm thinking of CNN's I'm thinking of Mark Zuckerberg, as you obviously know. But anyway, it's propped up by Jeff Bezos. But all these guys are going to have to come to reality that they can't keep touting these lies because they're losing the audience. They're losing the public. That public is saying, if I can't have faith in you, I've got to move somewhere else. By the way, federal government, you should take a note. You should take, understand, this is going to happen to you too. They got to self-correct. And when this happens, it means that social media has to confront real journalism again. And that journalism will be coming from the left. See, they've ignored us. They take us off. But that journalism coming from the other side, they will not be able to ignore it, because if they don't do it, they will be dead man walking. People will go back to other sources. And suddenly Facebook and Twitter and these companies are not going to be what they are. Twitter's already in death throes. The number of lies, the number of people on Facebook, the number of people on Twitter overstated in both parts. But Facebook can survive because it is melded a model that says, you know, we have other income streams. But even they are going to have to take a serious look at their numbers at some point. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want to play this clip. This is Brian Stelter, his parting speech. I could speak for hours on just this speech. And I want to do this before I get to it, but I'm warning you, we're going to be playing. It's about a minute and a half. We're talking about a guy named Chris Light, who's now the CEO, or he's running CNN, and he's already making changes, and he's making some pretty substantial changes. And last Friday, last week, he convened an editorial meeting of his staff, but it was a virtual meeting. And he was discussing the changes he was going to be making at CNN. And here's what he says, I quote, "I want to acknowledge that this is a time of significant change. And I know that many of you are unsettled." Hollywood Reporter, if you want to find this story, by the way. He says, "There will be more changes. And you might not understand it or like it." So essentially, folks, what we're discussing today is winning. We're discussing that CNN, one of the biggest news outlets, one of the people who have been complicit in working with the Democrats to spread nothing but lies, is now having to come to Jesus and say, wait a minute, we can't get away with this anymore. We got to do something different. I'm calling it a CNN shakeup, but it's a leftism shakeup, if there's anything. This is leftists having to come to grips that the things that they hold near and dear are no longer working. This is a great day for us. I don't know what you're doing right now, but take one moment and celebrate. And if you're like me and you want to say, hey, thank you, God, for showing these people the light, because let me tell you, they're not going to find it any other way. They have to live these lies. This is a guy, I don't know Chris Light, but he's having to come to the conclusion that the network that built by Ted Turner, that brought news to the world, that revolutionized the way people get their information, is a fraud. The triage continues. There's an article, it's in Radar Online, that says, who's next? CNN boss Chris Light set to announce the axe has fallen on New Day with Brianna Kyler and John Brennan within days. Cutthroat. CNN boss Chris Light is set to drop the hammer on the struggling morning news program New Day. Radar has confirmed when Light fired Brian Stelter and his lowly rated unreliable sources last week. The top brass braced staff for more changes. There will be more changes and you might not understand it or like it. Let me tell you why he had to make that statement. Because these idiot leftists don't understand that the polling that shows that they are not trusted or anything is an indicator of exactly how the world thinks about them. They still believe, they go into their little, you know, I call them cocoons of ignorance, and they believe they're relevant. They believe that what they say is legit and we should all be listening. Well, not the case. The next big change that Light will announce within days will be the demise of New Day, the brainchild of former honcho Jeff Zucker, which has been on air since 2013. They've been losing money and losing market share on this stupid show for quite some time. They say that who's going to replace them yet is an unnamed roundtable program modeled on MSNBC's Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough and wife Mika Brzezinski. I want you to understand, CNN is looking to MSNBC for salvation. They say Chris comes with the same breeding ground as Zucker, morning television, a CNN insider told Radar. He wants to establish a popular morning show that sets the agenda for the network each day. He doesn't want to change anchors frequently. He wants strength and stability and believes it all starts in an all-important morning time slot. Expect to see either one main anchor like Joe or three like Gayle King on CBS. The insider noted they'll be joined by a roster of, quote, friends who can add to the morning dialogue, beat reporters, commentators, and people in the know. I called my agent. I said, hey, look, you should submit my name to CNN. I'd love to do a show over there. Give me a deal. We will bring a morning show that will bring fun and interesting commentary, and it'll be on both sides. We'll argue it. Come on in. Have a debate. Hey, listen, I can understand you thinking that way. What do you guys think about this? You know what I mean? I'd love to carry a show like that. Fox won't do it. I'll go to CNN. I'll bring the audience over there. Anyway, they said this. A source added, everyone knows for a morning show to work, it's important that viewers see the same faces each morning, whether they like them or not. Don't be surprised if a serving Democrat and Republican politician are anointed as regular contributors. See, here's what's interesting about the conservative point of view on all of this stuff is that when you hire a conservative to do this and they're only seeking truth, they have a curiosity that will elicit all the sides of the news that will make it successful. Now, I'm not talking about getting dogmatic like Hannity or even Tucker at times, but I will give Tucker credit. He does at least sort of say, well, you know, okay, I'll go with you on this. But the idea is to get people engaging without them get them shouting. And let me tell you, whoever does that successfully doesn't, you know, bend to some dogma and says, look, we're going to let people figure things out for themselves is going to be the winner. As much as you might not stand Barack Obama with change we can believe in, it's a great mantra because he's not telling you what to believe in. He's saying, figure out the change you believe in. Now, he didn't think of it that way. He wanted a change to his crazy ideology, but at the end of the day, people want what they want, not what you force upon them. They go on, they say, CNN's flagship morning program New Day began in 2013 with hand-picked anchors Chris Cuomo, Kate Bolden, and Micaela Pereira. Allison Camerota later joined Cuomo, but she too was replaced by the outspoken liberal Brianna Kyler, who today shares the anchor with John Berman. Both Kyler and Berman are expected to be jettisoned in the morning shakeup and find roles elsewhere at the network. As I said, you cannot win. You're not going to have anything that's successful if it is dominated by leftist ideology. It just can't be. Leftist ideology means that you won't listen to anybody else. You're spewing what people sense is venom. It's funny. When I talk to folks, even when I disagree, they don't feel like they've been attacked. Because I disagree and go, look, I just think that that's kind of a strange, or I'll go as far as to tell you it's an idiotic idea, but I'll tell you here's why. But prove me wrong. We're going to be doing this thing with the Lincoln Club. I'm going to colleges and universities, and essentially it's prove me wrong on various subjects. And it's an easy conversation. Explain to me how you feel like Republicans are racist, for example. Prove me wrong.
Put putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.